I feel like I have so much on my head right now.
The beanie does it.
I have a beanie that's double rolled, so it's already a lot of material on top of this giant headset.
And then your hair's down, so it's like...
And I just have a big head in general.
Got like four layers of things.
A literal big head, not ego. None of that. Quite the opposite. Hey guys, happy Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome back. We are just going to preface. We might be a little low energy, just a little.
We're still recovering.
We're still recovering from the weekend. If you listen to Monday's episode, you know that we went to Tahoe this past weekend. It was so much fun. It was the best thing in the world. We skied for 2 days.
This is a trip that we're going to remember for the rest of our life.
Absolutely. A beautiful cabin, beautiful Airbnb. It was just nothing bad. It was the best trip ever, but we're so tired because we partied every night.
Partying hard.
We eated a lot of shroomies. So
we were eating shrooms like a bag of Lay's.
Literally. And you know what conclusion I came to about the taste of shrooms?
I love it.
I love it too, but they taste just like sunflower seed shells.
That's what it is.
Right? Like it's good. It's great. But like, I was like, okay, why does this taste so familiar? It's the shell of a sunflower seed.
Like the extra salty ones too.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Oh my God. But like kind of stale. Like I've been in your glove box for years. Yeah. That's what shrooms taste like if you're wondering. But no, yeah, it was so much fun.
We had a blast.
Yeah. We stayed up till like freaking 6 a.m. every night, I swear. And I, yeah.
You should see my bruises. I'm not going to pull up my pants right now. But I've got some crazy bruises on my legs. Maybe you guys will see them on Monday.
I surprisingly don't, which is crazy because we've told you guys about the last time we went skiing a while back. That was my first time ever. This time around was my second. Two comes after one, obviously. Fucking person. And that time, the first time I went, I was like bruised the fuck up. Yeah. I was
you
so banged
fell
up.
Like a thousand times.
I fell so many times. But this time I did really well. I was twice. So proud of myself. I fell twice. One was because a girl cut me off, like going down the mountain. I think I have whiplash. I'm going to my chiropractor tomorrow. We were like fucked up that night, and I texted him at like 1 a.m. I was like, "Are you in this week?" He's like, "Yeah." Are you good? Like, why are you texting me so late? He's like, he's one of my homies.
It was
hella
like
cool.
A fucking like a hookup. You up text to your chiropractor
because I was in so much pain. But yeah, so I fell that one time, and then the other time I fell was coming off the lift.
Oh yeah. God. No, yeah, you did good. I actually like don't remember anything from the first day. I was so hammered on the mountain.
Really?
Yeah.
You really held yourself together.
Yeah. I just had so much Modelo that it was just like, I was like a tall can of Modelo just like skiing down the mountain.
Yeah. No, yeah. The vibe is you go to the Raley's. We went to Heavenly, by the way. Heavenly in Tahoe, if you've ever been, you know. The Raley's right next to the gondola. You pack up the pack.
Four tall cans.
You got a 15-minute gondola ride. You slam about three.
Right.
And then
you're just like
with
smooth
the
sailing for the rest
then
of the day.
Then your confidence is high.
Oh, I could take on anything.
Quite literally. Oh my God, it was so fun, you guys.
But I think we said his name was Tommy.
Tommy or Tim or something.
Our last story time.
Yeah.
The guy we met in Tahoe last time, we met him at the blackjack tables. He was supposed to be there this weekend, but he didn't end up coming, which was like a bummer.
I was wondering, we were ready to have an update for you guys. We even told you that, but yeah, no update. He didn't come at all, but that would have been hella fun. We did meet some other people.
Yeah. We met some other cute guys. I got like three numbers.
Yeah, for sure. You have to. You literally have to. Also, we were sitting at a table with a few of our friends, like our group of friends that we went with. And this lady comes up to us and she was like, what was the name of the show?
Ginny and Georgia.
Ginny and Georgia. She was like, and she was dead ass. She was like, are you guys the cast of Ginny and Georgia? Like, and at like looking at us like not like mean or anything, like
no,
she was just, I think, like,
genuinely
damn
asking.
Near starstruck in a way. Yes. Like she actually thought it was us. We were like, no, like we didn't know what it was, nothing.
And we were like laughing and she was like, are you joking? Because it is you guys and you just don't want to say, like, I can back off if you want me to, but like we were like, no, it's not us.
We need to watch the show.
Yeah, because she was like, every single one of you and your friends looks like a character on the show.
Yeah, maybe we should start it. I don't know. We came across it though, on Netflix last night. We were scrolling through trying to find a new show. We actually started one. We'll tell you about it in a sec, but we saw it and we're like, oh shit. Like it was,
that's what she was talking about.
Yeah. But it looked like the cast, at least on the preview, it looked like the cast was really old.
Yeah. There were like two older women.
Yeah. Maybe that just wasn't obviously what weren't Ginny. The people.
Right.
She was talking
maybe
about,
we're like the kids of Ginny and Georgia.
Us we're just trying to stay young. We're like, yeah, no, we were the kids. We weren't the older people. No way. But yeah, we were scrolling through Netflix and we started a new show. It's called The One.
The One.
The One. It's about, it's kind of like Black Mirror vibe.
Yeah, just like a futuristic concept.
Right.
Basically, this tech company is able to find your perfect match by your DNA. And it's
scripted series.
Yeah, it's a scripted series.
It sounds
series.
Like a reality show. I feel like you have to like preface.
Right. Yeah, super Black Mirror-y. We watched the first three episodes. It took us like a couple episodes to get hooked.
Yeah.
But I was into it.
Where like we left off, it got good.
Yeah, like I want to watch a couple episodes tonight.
Yeah, I was actually talking to this guy on a dating app and we were talking about how we love like sci-fi shows, just anything mind-bending. But usually we like it more in a movie because I feel like sometimes when you watch a sci-fi show, they... like cinematically they don't always nail the cliffhanger mm-hmm. or the pace of the story, the progression of the story. I feel like it's kind of iffy when you watch it in show form.
You're right. And
that's kind of what we found with Behind Her Eyes too.
Yeah.
So like that's where I'm at with
timing
it so far.
Is always like a rough one.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't get me till the third episode. Like you just wasted 3 hours of my freaking day. Whereas a movie, you would have got me probably in the first at least 20 minutes because you only have an hour and a half to complete the story.
Right.
So yeah, we started that. We also, we're starting to rewatch The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, this is one of our favorite shows, you guys.
Such a good show. If you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's definitely really intense. It was one of those shows that used to give me, a lot of anxiety when I'd watch it. Cause it was one of those stories where you're like, fuck, I can see this happening to our society. No, for sure.
Yep, it's a possibility.
Like, it's scary. It's so scary. But it's so good. It's one of the, it just gets your mind going. You get so invested into it. I feel like maybe you guys can relate to, like, any show or movie that can get you off your phone.
Yes.
Snaps for you.
Yep.
Snaps for you because all of our fucking attention spans are out the window. So if you can get my attention with, like, you won. You got me. Such a good show, though. Definitely go watch it. Season four is coming out April 28th. Not sponsored. We're just obsessed with it. So we're just trying to, like, whenever a new season of a show comes out, I feel like you got to, like,
re-watch it. Remember.
And, yeah. Hmm. What else?
I have a new guy in my life.
Oh, shit.
His name's Sebastian. Bash for short. He has brown hair. He likes long walks on the beach.
This description is killing me.
And he goes bark bark.
He doesn't speak any English.
No.
And he barks and he eats kibble twice a day.
He's a doggo.
She has a dog, you guys. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I brought up the whole dog thing, but I think I brought up that my brother's moving to North Carolina.
Yes,
you unfortunately, did. He can't bring his dog with him, at least in the beginning, because he needs to get settled and everything. So Bash is with me and Link has a brother.
I know.
And we introduced them this morning and I feel like it's been a success today.
Oh my God. Liana is at home, our other roommate. She's at home right now with both of them, obviously, because we're in the stid. And she just sent a picture literally 10 minutes after we left. They're both laying on her lap with like their heads next to each
cuddling.
Other. Which is great because... Oh. So Bash, do you guys even care? We're like so passionate about this. They're probably like, I don't give a fuck. Bash is, he's a tiny skittish.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
He's not used to being around a lot of energy with
right.
like people, dogs, noises. Mm-hmm. He's a bit skittish.
Yeah.
So of course, moving to LA in a condo with three people and another dog is a lot.
But he's doing so well.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Like
I'm
right
a wreck on the other end. I get it though.
Like having your dog adjust to anything, like you take on the stress that you think they have, but they're more adaptable than we think.
Right.
I feel like we kind of baby dogs
sure.
so much. And it's like they're
okay.
Because
they can't communicate with us.
Right,
they can't tell us what they want. Right.
Right. But like if you've actually seen a sad dog, an abused dog, like a really, really down dog, you would then know right away that Bash and Link are so happy. And
right.
They're fed and they're loved 24 hours a day. Like, they're A-okay.
Totally.
But I'm so excited. We have another person in the family, so that's fun. He's really cute. We should have an episode with the dogs on.
Oh, they would love it.
He looks like Scooby-Doo, you guys. Yeah, he's so cute. Oh my God.
He's a Doberman, like mutt mix. His dad, I think, was full Doberman. So he's just like a big brown dog, and he's
chocolatey
so cute.
Brown. Yeah. Oh, he's so cute. You'll start seeing him a lot on our stories. I know you guys already see so much of Link. I literally post Link probably 10 times a day, but now you'll see Bash too.
Yeah. Oh, another thing. Hmm. So I told you guys last time that I completely was saddened to find out that I thought I was blocked on Hendrix Jin's Instagram account.
Yeah.
But a lot of you guys DM me. Thank you. And I figured it out. Apparently, if you don't have your age, like in the back end of your profile set on your account, and Hendrix is obviously, it's an alcohol company, you have to be 21 to view their page. So they didn't know that I was 21 because I don't have my age on my account.
Oh, shit.
So it looks like you're blocked until you like go in and change that. Or you go in and I think there's a setting on their page where you like say you're 21 and over. So it's fixed. No. We figured it out.
Wait, that's
I'm not
so
blocked.
Funny. You were so upset.
No, I was crying. I was so upset.
Oh my. Okay, that does make sense. But it should say that. Like,
right.
Shouldn't it just say like, sensitive content? You know how some stories will have like the I with the slash through
totally.
It?
Totally.
At least give us that so we know it, we're not blocked. Because when it says no post yet, we all know that means blocked.
Yeah. It literally looked exactly how it looks when you block someone.
That's so interesting. Well, yay. Congrats.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are on good terms again.
Now I feel, when I thought I was blocked, I went and I bought a bottle of gin for Tahoe. And I was like,
drink your sorrows away.
No, I literally was like, God, I shouldn't even be doing this.
Oh my God. She turns to tequila now. She's like, fuck this.
But yeah, so
good.
That's good.
Figured it out. One more thing. We're so excited. And I just want to give you guys a teaser. We're doing something really cool this weekend with a very cool brand that I think you guys will totally appreciate. We're going to do something on their channel. They're going to be on the podcast in a few, I don't know exactly when, but relatively soon. Some stuff on my personal platforms. Such a cool brand, and just get excited. It's one of those brands, one of those moments, kind of like last Monday when we worked with Adam and Eve and everything. Like, it's one of those just so legit,
it's monumental
fucking brands where you're like, you want to work with me,
right?
Like, we did it.
Yep.
We're doing it. We didn't do, it's not in the past. We're doing it.
Like, it's happening.
It's so cool. It's just, we're so humbled by it. And like, thank you for everybody who's been around since the beginning.
And newcomers.
Oh yeah. Like, always. But like, we've gone from my old apartment on our floor with like having, like, I remember we started the podcast in August. So it was during the heat wave in LA. We had to like, pause and take breaks, turn my air conditioning back on because my fucking apartment was so hot.
Guys, our equipment used to be in an old vacuum box.
Yep, and we would just set the soundboard on a vacuum box and sit on the floor with a pillow with like Link walking around and like
tippy tappies everywhere.
It's come so far. It's going so far. We're not stopping anytime soon.
Hell no.
We're just so happy you guys are loving it. So thank you for the endless support and get excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really cool, really cool thing. Song of the day?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you wearing? But
I'm wearing so much green.
Yeah, I like that. You know what? I like when you match.
Thank you. Yeah, because I don't do it often.
Right. I feel like it's a special occasion.
For sure. Oh my God, it even matches my Starbucks cup. It's like the same Hunter Green. I'm wearing Hunter Green, audio
Shit.
Listeners. I have Hunter Green socks with a mustard and white stripe.
Cute. These are, I like that length.
Thank you. I don't even know where they're from. They're hella old. I'm wearing black biker shorts from White Fox Boutique, one of my favorite brands. Then I'm wearing a sweatshirt that I stole from one of our friends. It's, what is it? It's like San Diego Pacific Catch or something.
Yeah, no, Pacific Queen.
He's a fisherman. So I took this from him. It's fire. And then I'm wearing a green beanie with it, and it's all the same Hunter Green. And I feel so Christmassy. And I'm drinking a mint tea.
I don't think this is Christmassy.
But I'm drinking mint tea.
Mint.
Green.
Oh, wow.
Wait, St. Patrick's Day. Oh my God. By the time this comes out, it'll be yesterday.
You're right. So
irrelevant.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have anything green.
I'm going to pinch you.
I'm wearing my Wajipo Hunted shirt. What does it say on the back?
Good sex, no stress, one boo, no X, small circle, big checks, 400. Hey. That's sick. I didn't even want that tattooed.
Oh my God.
Wait, can I pause you? Yes. Speaking of tattoos.
Oh shit.
Audio listeners, pop over to visual real quick. I'm about to show you something. Backstory, we were in Tahoe for a friend's birthday. He has an infamous tattoo on his stomach of the Modelo logo. It's his favorite beer. He is so loyal and he got it tattooed on his fucking stomach. So to celebrate him, will you hold my drink?
We all got
temporary tattoos.
Yeah. We all like made temporary tattoos.
Yeah. Hold on, Louis.
This is funny. Mine's.
There it is, guys.
We put Modelo on our fucking stomach.
We put Modelo logo.
We were so drunk. She posted it on her story, you guys. And then she was like, oh my God, Mandela liked it.
Mandela no, yeah, they viewed my story. They didn't even say anything. They just liked the message. They were probably like, what the fuck? Fucking weirdo. We did this in honor of him. Also, the black ring around it.
It's just like.
It's because it's like 5 days old. I can't get it off. It's
sticky. Oh my God. I got mine off that night. I was like, fuck this. I'm getting this
I
off.
Used eye makeup remover and it didn't work. I need to go in with alcohol. But at this point now alcohol. I'm like. Should I just keep it on?
See how long it lasts. Honestly, like so you were wearing a crop top the other day and I saw it and I was like, you need a stomach tat.
I kind of need a stomach tat.
Yeah.
Like it feels it's right.
Sick.
Or at least like one of those like sternum tats that feed into your stomach. I don't know if I would necessarily get the Modelo logo.
Right.
I'm going to leave that to Chris. That's his thing. I'm not going to take his thunder on that. But yeah, I know the stomach tat's kind of a vibe. So anybody out there, if you have a stomach tat, did it hurt?
Send pictures. Is it cute?
Also, go on with your outfit. I'm sorry. I had totally interrupted.
Oh, YG400.
400.
I like have to say it like that. Also, this is my first time wearing short socks.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I thought about that on the ride here.
We've never worn short socks on the podcast.
I'm wearing anklers right now.
You're really showing off.
I'm really showing off the bone.
Dirty girl.
Dirty. good old blue. I think these are from like Forever 21 or something from decades ago.
Right.
Cute short blue socks, sweats. Blue sweats from Walmart.
Hey.
Tried and true. I think they're Fruit of the Loom. And that's all.
We're just cozy girls on this podcast. I was thinking today on the way here, are we ever going to like no look shot. Better?
Shot.
We kind of look bummy as fuck every episode.
Do you guys hate this?
Do you hate it? Oh my God. Is it like annoying to watch? Are you like, oh, these lazy pieces of shit?
Grimy ass.
Bitches. Yeah.
So yeah, do you guys want us to like get cute and dressed up one day or for the rest of this podcast life? Like,
yeah, should we have like dress up?
Oh my God.
Fridays or
instead
something?
Of casual Fridays, we have dress up Fridays. Wait, we were supposed to take a shot today. It's Thursday.
Oh yeah. Okay. We always say these freaking rituals that we're going to start and we literally don't start them, you guys.
Yeah.
We have a lot
of shit that we need to do.
We need to write it down, maybe. Let's write it down. Yeah. We'll start taking shots and then we can do casual Fridays, but we don't even post them Fridays. We just get really dressed up.
Maybe
on Instagram.
The next time. Yeah, I was going to say maybe the next time we go live, we'll like be hella cute.
Do you guys care? Let us know.
Right.
Because that also sounds really exhausting. No promises.
Way too much work.
No promises. Okay, song of the day, and let's hop into this motherfucker. Okay.
If you know yours by heart, you go first because I'm gonna pull mine up.
I do. So this song I discovered, I don't remember how, but I discovered it. It's called Weirdo by Nombe, I believe is how you pronounce it. Nombe. N-O-M-B-E, but the N is capitalized and then the B is capitalized. Nombe. Such a good song. Like it feels like so many genres in one in a way.
Yeah. And it definitely feels like mid-2000s to me.
Oh, yeah. The drop is so like end of the movie, yep. Credits, like walking into the distance exactly. With your love your life. Yeah. And I posted it on my story and I tagged him and we were DMing for a little bit. He's really cool. I was like, you're such an amazing writer. Like, he's like, oh, well, I didn't write it all myself. And I'm like, well, you and your team are so amazing. I respected that he didn't take the credit. You feel me? Like, I kind of respected that. But yeah, great song. All of his stuff is just so good. And he's adorable. Like, so cute.
I can't picture him right now.
I'll show you.
Okay. All right, my song is, it's called Can't Stop Your Lovin' by Poolside and Panama.
I've heard this.
Yeah, it was our last day in Tahoe. We were all just like really vibing in the cabin in the day.
Shrooming. Oh wait, yeah, no, we were shrooming at this point.
Yeah, right. During the day. It was just like so nice outside. Everyone was on the same level. And the playlist that was going was just beautiful. And this was on it. And
such a good playlist.
Yeah.
It was
FKJ
Radio.
Yeah.
So many good songs. Literally every song was a banger. There was no skippers.
No skippers.
Really good.
That's a no skipper playlist.
For sure. Yeah. Go listen to that for our playlist. But we do have a playlist. If you don't know, we say it every time. Our song of the days are always on it. It's Advice Podcast, our favorite songs on Apple Music and Spotify. Go stream it. Over 6 hours, probably like 7 hours now of songs. It's there.
It's a good one.
Really good.
All right.
Okay. Let's get into this.
Hop in.
So Monday we did your deepest, darkest secrets, and Thursday we are doing a part two because there were so many, and we also got so many thank yous after Monday's episode for those of you who we did read, allowing you to get it off your chest. I mean, there were even thank yous in the messages.
Right. Everyone was writing it down. Even if you don't read this, this felt really good to send to someone.
Right.
So thank you.
Yeah. So we felt, you know, what better than to do it again? And we can do this again and again. It's great for us to read.
This is also like a cool form to give advice.
Yes.
Like it's instead of just like one umbrella topic, it's cool to like have you guys send us obviously something that's been weighing on your chest.
Yep.
And we can kind of give you guys our input on it. So,
and I feel like this is, I think we talked about this on an episode before, but something that I'm trying to work on as an individual is listening.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always need to give our input. Sometimes people need to just say it and get it off their chest, and that's enough.
And leave it there.
Right. So, I mean, we're probably still going to comment on every single one of these because it's still a podcast and we're trying to entertain you guys. But, you know, it doesn't always need to be like topic, then response.
Analyzed, topic, response. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I will kick off this one. I'm just going to pick a random one.
Cool.
Hey, y'all. When I was 19, I was stuck in my hometown and for some reason got really obsessed with the idea of making money. I was working two jobs and attending school. A girl in one of my classes casually mentioned that she used to dance and put the idea in my head. My 14-year-old looking ass wandered into a local strip club and asked to start working. Now, this was some random suburban strip club, so they didn't turn willing girls down. There I was, sneaking off every Friday and Saturday night until 4 a.m. My parents, of course, found out and freaked, but at that point, I was making so much money, I refused to stop. No, this was not a nude club, so I really wasn't wearing anything worse than a skimpy bikini. It was actually kind of empowering to get so much attention and financial reward from just looking good. Anyway, my parents found out and told me I had to stop or leave their house. I felt like such hot shit, I left. I moved in with one of the workers at the club, which in the end was much worse for me because it enabled me to really go all in and commit to the lifestyle. Eventually, one of the regulars at the club took a liking to me and started giving me pretty large sums of money. And in a few months, he gave me mid five figures.
Holy shit.
I did not ask or beg or steal anything from him, but later learned he took it out of his retirement account, which I felt really bad about since I think he takes severe financial penalty for that. He definitely does.
Yes.
I maintained a 4.0 GPA while doing this and eventually moved on to a different school and stopped hustling. I never gave that guy back his money since I never knew his full name and he didn't know mine. I still get nervous that he'll find me someday. I live a totally vanilla life now with a boring 9-to-5 in finance and a boyfriend who has no idea. I regret parts of it. I think I got too invested and had close relationships I wish I didn't have. I wish I was smarter with my money. I saved some, but I also used some as a huge down payment for a fancy car that I've since traded in. I also wish I had traveled a lot more. I left both my jobs, so when my school was out, I had no commitments. I also wish my parents never found out. They're a little old school, and I wasn't doing anything illegal, so it would have been better if I just went through the phase on my own. I don't like them having that memory of me. We have a good relationship now, though, and as a side note, I finished up college living at home with them. Overall, it was a pretty crazy ride, and never something you'd guess looking at me. I feel bad that it's something I never told my boyfriend, but I'm so nervous that it would change his opinion of me too much to continue this relationship. It's not who I am anymore, and I'm not in any sort of contact with anyone from that time in my life. Thanks for reading. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that literally sounds like a movie in a way.
Yeah, like a past life.
Yeah.
I think you should tell your boyfriend.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
I don't think it should be anything that you should be ashamed of.
At all. Like you said, it was something you don't identify with anymore. It was completely in your past.
It got you to where you were.
Absolutely. And like you obviously learned so much from it. If it's bugging you, definitely tell him. But I would also kind of just tell him anyway. I feel like
if he formed some kind of different opinion of you because of this, I feel like that's a huge sign that he isn't the one.
Right. Like you have to love your lover for everything they've been through, good and bad, and love them even more for where they've come from, from those things that might be bad or negative or whatever. It's all relative. But I thought this was a crazy story. Wow. So I had to read it.
Nice.
By the way, the subject of that one was deepest secrets, strippers and sugar daddies.
Okay, wait, I was kind of sidebar here. I was thinking as we were going through emails are fun because you can add subject lines.
Yeah.
And they really, guys, if you send us emails, please put a fucking sick ass subject line because they really catch our eye.
Should we take this moment
to say, pop over to email from now on?
Let's be an email thing now.
I love it.
What do you guys think? Let us know what you think in the comments below. Monday we will finalize, or Monday or the next few episodes we'll come to terms with where we're going to move you guys, if we're going to stay on Twitter or go to email. But I agree with you.
Yeah, and everyone has an email address,
right?
And we actually get a lot of people who say, I made a Twitter because of this,
right? So, okay, yeah, what do you guys think?
Because we'll think on it, but I think it's a good idea. Okay. Anyways, yeah, subject lines, they fucking get me.
Hell yeah.
This one, it's called, the subject line of this one is called, y'all won't believe this shit.
Yo.
So I tend to have super realistic dreams and I get confused about what was a dream and what actually happened. There have been several times where I thought something was a dream, but it was actually a memory. I've never told anyone this, but I have this dream / memory of being really young, probably around 5, and sleeping over at my cousin's house. My cousin is a male and he's about a year younger than me. I remember being in a room with him and us wondering what it would be like to kiss like grown-ups do. Next thing I know, I'm making out with my cousin at 5 years old and his mom walks in. Oh, I've never had the guts to ask him or his mom if they remember this happening too. Anyway, that's my secret. I really hope it was a dream.
Fuck. Yo! I relate to that. When I was a kid, and it was kind of only when I was a kid, I feel like I lost this around like 7th grade. I used to genuinely not know what was a dream, what was real.
Yep.
I think it's something you have as a kid.
Yeah, it's just like this weird like gray area.
Because you're still like in the astral plane coming into Earth and shit.
100%.
Like, you like aren't fully developed. I don't know. But yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
I kind of want you to ask.
I want you to ask for like my own well-being, but like,
but also I would never ask.
Don't ask.
Absolutely do not ask.
Because if it was a dream, then you just look like fucking batshit. And you're like, have we ever kissed before?
Like, you can't come out on me.
Right. Right. If it was a dream, then
why did you dream it?
Why did you ask?
Right. 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 Yeah. Keep that one to yourself. You were 5 years old. Who cares?
You're like, it's a shit.
I don't. Okay, this next one. The subject is Biggie Smalls of a Secret, baby.
Fuck.
Yo, I am so glad you're providing an outlet for people to share their secrets, whether they're big or small. When I heard y'all are allowing a part two, I knew this was my sign to put this all out there. I'm excited to share mine because nobody knows except one close friend / coworker, aside from the one the story is built around. My fiance and I recently moved in with a friend a few months ago. It seemed like a good decision because it's cheaper to have roommates. And at this point in our life journey, we are all in our early 20s, me being the oldest at 22. We have had more ups and downs when it comes to living together. And it's a pretty good space to be in for the three of us. However, puts it in caps. However, recently we hosted a hangout at our apartment with some of our coworkers in which we proceeded to get absolutely fucked up. I mean, trashed. My best friend / roommate and I are pee buddies.
Same. Me and you.
Me and you, literally. during these kinds of hangs. And one of the times we decided to go to the bathroom, we started to make out. I felt more than just a haha, I'm drunk and making out with my best friend type of vibe. It scares me because I don't really think about my sexuality much. It's actually quite terrifying. Afterwards, her and I talked about it, and she said that she blacked out and doesn't remember a lot, and that it's normal for her to do that when she's drunk, and she does it with other friends. But I guess I'm built different and care more about the situation. My bigger issue is that I haven't told my fiance because it seems too far gone, as this was over a month ago, and I don't have feelings for her. I guess what I'm trying to say is that my sexuality may need to be explored more. But I have a fiance, and him and I are as tight as you can be. We are perfect, but do y'all ever wish you met someone at a different or later point in your life so you can live a little? Also, I don't know if this seems like I'm looking at the worst in people, but part of me feels like my roommate didn't black out. Thanks for being so cool and reading this long ass email that had zero sense of direction. I just needed to get it all out there. Appreciate you both. XOXO Gossip Girl. Fucking love Gossip Girl. This is a story.
This is tough.
Yeah. I feel like, as we say in all these, if it's really eating you, you should tell the fiance. Mm-hmm. I think sitting with anything on your chest and not telling somebody is going to do so much more than the secret itself.
Right.
As far as your sexuality, I mean, you only have the answer for that one. I guess we can't really give much advice on that, but the drunk kissing, some people do just do it.
Yep.
It is just a thing. If you get that fucked up, some people just kiss. Like, we've literally done it. Alex and I have kissed each other hammered. You guys have seen it on camera. We literally did it in the drunk episode. Like, and you got to go with your gut there.
And if it's kind of bothering you, if you feel like she's not admitting that she remembers, maybe just like, I don't know if she made it clear. Did she like straight up ask specifically, like, hey, do you remember us kissing?
Well, they talked about it, so I think so. Oh. She said that they talked about it. Okay. And she was like, oh, I don't know, I blacked out.
Oh, that's hard.
That's hard for you to make the judgment call, but
right.
Whatever, if you knew it happened, and
I feel like that would be even more of a reason that it would eat at you. I mean, it would eat at me because I would feel way more isolated knowing it. I would tell my fiance.
Yeah.
But it's up to you.
And I'm glad you just got it off your chest.
Right.
And I love your subject line.
Okay. This one's kind of like a cool coincidence. Hello, girls. This is Lighthearted. My secret is that when I was 12, my parents bought me my first phone. I was so excited that I took a picture of a cute boy on the train that day. Fast forward, now I'm 20. So I'm 8 years later. And I just realized that the cute boy that I didn't know is now in my class, and I have a really big crush on him. I'll never show him the picture because I really don't want it to come off as a stalker, but it's such a weird coincidence. Anyway, sending you guys love from Spain. Absolutely fucking show him.
Show him the picture.
Show him the picture. Be like, yo, this is going to sound crazy, but I was 12 years old. I got a phone that day, and I was taking pictures of shit. Like, you don't have to say, like, I took a picture of you because you were cute. Just be like, I was taking pictures of things on the train.
And you got in the picture.
Show him.
That is the cutest thing in the world.
If that's not the beginning of the most perfect love story,
I don't know what is.
Right.
Like, watch out to all the boys I love.
This is literally a Nicholas Sparks novel. Yes.
Oh, I love that. You have to show him and please update us. Please, please, please.
Yes. That's sick.
I love that. That we were kind of just saying that one of the pictures we have on the wall here in our set is a picture of Britney Spears. And in the back, there's a clear shot of this girl, what looks like, you know, they're on a red carpet or something. And Alex was saying, like, damn, what if you were that girl?
Like, imagine being the girl in this, like, one of the most iconic Britney Spears photos.
Yep. That's so sick.
And you're just, like, in the back. I would have that literally plastered on every wall in my house.
Big bragging rights. Okay, this next one is no subject, but kind of funny. During my During my therapy session, our Wi-Fi was being janky, so I had froze on her computer, but she did not freeze on mine, so I could still see everything she was doing, but she couldn't see me.
Oh no.
She was slouched, and then she moved back, but I don't really know if it was her chair making a sound or she farted, but I'm almost positive I heard my therapist fart. Yo. It's been heavy on my mind. So if you don't read this, then it feels good to at least get it off my chest. This is one I'll take to the grave. Thanks for being the best friends I've never really truly had, in a way to let off work stress and get to listen and watch every Monday and Thursday. Love you both. Oh, so much. Sent from my phone.
Wait, okay. This is like a funny cross of like vulnerability. And like,
yeah. Wait, yeah, because it's therapy, but then yes. Your therapist farted.
Because it's like your therapist is like, they're supposed to be the wall of like strength, and right. You know, but like she let down her guard that day.
She thought
unknowingly.
Right, right. That's bold of her if it really was. Right. Like, you don't like when my shit freezes, even when I successfully hang up a call, I'm still like, they can hear me.
Right.
They can totally hear me. So like, damn, if she actually let it out, she damn near just doesn't give a fuck.
That's a funny.
I love that. Wait, my I have therapies every Thursday. Oh yeah, when you're watching this, I'll probably be in therapy. Hi. What was I gonna say? Oh, a few sessions ago, she stood up to turn on the lights, and it was like the first time I'd seen the lower half of her body.
You told me after your session, you were like, Alex, I saw her legs.
It was just so like, it was so weird to me. She's beautiful. Like, it's not, I'm not being mean, but it was just like, you have legs. You're not a robot.
You're a walking human.
It was really something special.
Oh, God. Okay, this is my next one. Hey, Kristen and Alex, love the podcast. I always put it on while I take my daily walks, LOL quarantine things. So my big secret is that several years ago, I used to work retail at a place that sold moderately priced soaps. Wait, sorry. I just remembered what this is about, and it's fucking insane.
Oh, okay. Fuck yeah.
Moderately priced soaps. Think where Janice worked in Mean Girls.
You really set the scene. Nailed Thank it. You.
I was an assistant manager, meaning that sometimes when I would open or close, I would be the only person there for a few hours. When we had to use the bathroom, we would have to close the gate. Sorry, I can't keep myself together.
I'm dead.
We would have to close the gate to the shop and put up a note that said back in 10 or whatever. Well, me being the lazy person that I am, I would go into the stock room and poop in a paper bag and take it out with me and throw it away in the mall dumpsters when my shift was over. Once I did it a few times, I would just do it all the time. I would always feel so silly walking out of the mall with my little bag of poop.
That should have been the subject. Little bag of poop.
Also, when I left that job, I closed for my last shift. I stole probably $200 worth of skincare and lotion and stuff because honestly, that job was hell and it was my little act of revenge. I know this secret isn't super serious, but damn, it felt good to tell someone. Please keep anonymous. And then she put hella hearts. Yo.
Bet it was Origins.
Oh my God. Lush.
No, she said upscale, like fancy.
Oh, Origins for
it's,
sure.
If it's not Origins, no, it is. I don't even have a second part of that sentence. It's fucking Origins. That's fucking hilarious.
That's so funny. I'm just like the fact that you, first of all, do they not have cameras in the stock room?
You really just took a risk. You just, that's full send.
Huge risk.
It was zero return. It's Origins for Fuck. Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Great, great stuff. Okay, next one. The subject line is, my mom called the cops on me. Hi, beautiful ladies. First off, love the podcast. So this is probably my silliest secret, but it's good. So please read. Haha. So some background info you should probably know is that my mom is the queen of being overprotective and controlling. A couple years ago, my boyfriend threw a kickback at his place, and I had told my mom I was staying at my friend's house that night because I wasn't allowed to stay the night at my boyfriend's place. I miss doing that.
The amount of times that we've had to do that.
Telling your parents you're going somewhere. Oh, come on, parents, get together. We ended up getting pretty drunk, and everyone went home around 1 a.m. My boyfriend didn't have his own room at the time, and he really wanted to come over. So in my not very smart / sober head, I thought if we waited till 3 or 4 a.m., we could go to my house because for sure everyone would be asleep and we could sneak in. It was 4 a.m. and I drove us to my house. Don't worry, I was sober enough to drive, although still very, very stupid. I purposely didn't park in front of my house in case for some reason we needed to book it. I didn't want to get caught driving off. I had him wait by the garage as I insert my key into the door and wiggle through. I hear my mom through the door, say, "Who is that?" I immediately remove my key and tell my boyfriend to run. So we get in the car and drive off. As I'm driving off, I'm repeatedly saying, "Stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid." Like, actually, why did I think this was a smart idea? So I'm freaking out. And about 2 minutes later, I get a text from my mom saying, "Blank, was that you?" And I panicked and said, "What are you talking about?" She then says, "Never mind. Don't worry. Good night." I ended up staying at his house till around 5 a.m. and I drove home. But for some reason, my gut was telling me not to go home. So I drove past my house and parked outside my friend's house, who lives really close to me, and just slept in my car till sunrise. I drove home and passed out thinking everything was good. I was definitely not in the clear. My mom comes in my room and she tells me that she called the cops last night and had them come because there was someone trying to break in. They were outside the house patrolling it the whole night. It freaking scared my mom so much that she called the cops on me. Little did she know, she called the cops on her own daughter. I'm also very glad I decided to follow my gut and not go home, because I probably would have ran into cops patrolling my home, lol. But lesson learned, don't be an idiot and try sneaking your boyfriend into your very overprotective mom's home. Hope you got to read this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yo.
That's what a like fun story that you're going to tell your kids one day.
I don't know like your relationship with your mom now, but like that is a story I'd want to eventually tell my mom.
Yeah.
And like hopefully get a chuckle at. Like there's so many stories from my childhood. I feel like we kind of talked about it in the mom episode where I say it now to my mom. She's like, "Are you fucking serious?
You little sneaky bitch." Yeah, I knew you were up to some shit.
Right.
God, that's a good one.
Okay. Next one. This one's called Another Story for Your Entertainment. Hi ladies. The chance that you will read this is slim, but I figured I would throw it out there anyway. I am sending this from my spam email because I'm paranoid as fuck, but this is a funny and weird story that I want to share. To begin, I just wanted to say that I love the podcast and thanks for creating such a positive space. Here we go. I'm a senior in high school and have a close group of friends who are all kind of weird, which I love. One of my best guy friends, who I've been close with since freshman year, and I started hooking up a little bit in October of this year. It is a running joke in our friend group to talk about how hot people's parents are. I know it's weird. And I was usually the target of this because apparently my parents are hot, LOL. I was never super bothered by it and kind of took it as a compliment because those are my genes.
True.
But the
cute genes.
Right. That's what I thought when I first read this.
Really?
Yeah. But the comments were always in a joking manner. Anyway, I was with my guy friend and we were making out on his couch. He was literally on top of me and he pulls away, looks me dead in the eye and whispers, "I want to fuck your mom." Because this is a running joke and I approach everything with a laugh, sometimes to a fault. I just smiled and thought that it was a weird time to make that joke. But he didn't smile back. He was dead serious. And then he tried to lean in to kiss me again. I was like, you kind of killed the vibe there. And he just laughed it off without addressing it. Even now that we have stopped anything romantic and have gone back to being just friends, though it isn't the same, sadly, I have never brought it up. Our little stint with romance ended somewhat uncomfortably, and it is a little sore for him still because he fucked up and feels bad, so we don't talk about it. Anyway, as weird as it was, I think it's a funny story that I haven't told anyone. Thank you, ladies, for the podcast. It truly is my favorite content out there. Hope you have a great week, and please keep this one anon. Of course.
Of course.
Yo,
that's crazy.
I want to pick your mom.
That's
terrifying.
I would have hopped up and been like,
I would have been like, this is weird. This is too much. Even like, I get the running gag joke between a group of friends, but like, there's a time and place.
Right. During hooking up, like, you're probably touching my titty.
Yeah.
And you're talking about someone that I'd never want to associate with sexual things ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Read the room. That was probably one of those sentences where like, you're literally two syllables into it and you're like, "He's like, I need to shut up. Yep. I shouldn't have already started," and you have to finish the sentence.
He probably
now
regretted it immediately.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, glad you got it off your chest. Okay, next one. This one is subject says,
right?
Okay. Scary secret. Hey guys, I have a weird and kind of spooky secret.
Spooky Halloween.
I haven't told anyone except for my sister because I don't want to freak my parents out. I have experienced sleep paralysis about 6 or 7 times in my life. It started when I was about 13 and I could see someone standing at the foot of my bed and in the middle of the night, but I was unable to move. I told my sister about it and she told me about sleep paralysis. So I was like, okay, no biggie then. It continued happening, but not very often. However, I had the scariest experience about a year ago. I was sleeping in my dream and I could hear someone walking around me, but I quickly realized that it wasn't a dream and I couldn't move or open my eyes. All I could move were my fingers. I could peel my eyes open with them, but only for a second until my eyes would roll back like I was asleep. Every time I peeled them open, I could see my actual room in real life, not a dream, and I'm 100% sure of it. I could hear someone walking around my bed and I was panicking. The scariest part of it was that I had a deflated air mattress on my bedroom floor that was the texture of a windbreaker, and I could hear the sound of someone walking on that material, making a crunching sound. Weird things always happened to me in that house. We moved out about 7 months ago, I'm assuming they meant to say, and I have not experienced sleep paralysis or anything paranormal since. So I don't know, maybe I'm overreacting, but I really feared for my life and never want to go through that again. I don't know anything about cleansing or spiritual stuff. Do you guys have any advice for me? So sleep paralysis is something I have a lot of experience in. My sister as well.
I have too.
Yeah. You too. You started getting it just in the past few years, yeah. Huh? I've had it. My sister and I have had it all of our lives, and we had a similar conversation that you and your sister had. So that's kind of what struck me in this. And something my sister told me that really helped me, not stress, because it is the scariest thing. To those of you who might not know, sleep paralysis is literally like the in between of being in REM and being awake, and like the chemical that releases in your brain so you don't act out your dreams has already released, but your brain's already coming back to consciousness. So you're like in between, just like this person's described. And it's pretty much the same for everybody. You usually see some freaky shit, whether it's a dark figure. I know, Alex, you've seen kids, right?
Yeah.
You've had like kids come up on your bed. You can feel them too. It's weird.
It's real.
It's not.
It's okay. It's not real, but like the feeling, the tactile experience that you have feels real.
Yes. And back to what I want to say that my sister told me that helped me, and this probably should help you too, Alex, is it's never going to hurt you.
Mm-mm.
Ever, ever, ever. The most that's going to happen to you in paralysis is you're going to be super, super spooked, and then you're going to come out of it and you're not going to want, you're going to be scared. That's it though. That thing you see, it might get really close to you, but I promise it cannot hurt you. It cannot kill you. It's not going to do anything to you. I promise. I've literally had my paralysis demon hovering above my head, looking at me like I'm looking in its eyes, and it's literally 2 inches from my nose. But that's when I go, well, this thing can't hurt me. Like, and then your body starts to relax. It's once you're tensing, once you're in paralysis, you're kind of fucking yourself.
Yeah.
But, I am spiritual. We are spiritual. We do believe in cleansing. So if that is something you do want to explore, it won't ever hurt. I think cleansing is just a great practice to do regardless. But just some mental work and trust that it can't hurt you, I think will put you in great shape.
Right. And I'm also glad you haven't experienced it since you moved out of this house.
Right.
That's a good sign.
For sure. I usually only get it when I was a kid. I got it a lot because I was really stressed as a kid. And then as an adult, I get it when I'm stressed with
sleep exhaustion.
Yeah. And like drugs.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yes.
I haven't got it after this weekend. I think because it was shrooms.
I had it Sunday night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I usually only get it if I do like Molly, like something like really intense. You know what I mean?
I don't like talking about it because when I do talk about it, I have it again that night.
I know, but
no, this is fine.
I last time we spoke about it when Monica was in town, you didn't have it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Because we had a good conversation. That's right. The thing. Let's have normal conversations about paralysis and then maybe you'll be as scared.
Totally. Okay, next one. This one's called Deepest, Darkest Secret. Hello, let me start with, this is not my proudest moment, but hey, I was 21 and broke. What can I say? LOL. When I turned 21, I went to the bar with the same group every weekend, 3 girls and 5 guys. The bars in my hometown do open tabs by last name. Well, after I would run out of cash, I knew better than to open my own tab. I would walk up to the bar and give a different last name, always the guys I was with. I would only do like 3 drinks in one night and never the same last name twice. Never got caught, but needed to get it off my chest. Love the podcast. Y'all remind me of my best friend and me.
This is funny. Just like going out with a group of your guy friends and
putting your drinks on their tab.
At least you knew them. I thought she was about to say, or he, like, I don't know who said it. I thought they were about to say, like, strangers. A random. Yeah, yeah, like, no. Your hometown, so you knew the locals, and you knew it was like, that's Mr. fucked. Smith, you know, shit like that.
I feel like now, whatever. Just like, take your guy homies out for lunch and just be like, you brought me drinks a whole bunch of times. Here's a burger.
Wait, that'd be funny. Like,
yeah.
Have that be the reveal of, yes, this, like, the secret that you just said,
right,
to us. That's hella funny. Okay, next one. The subject says, secret submission, smiley face. So I work with this girl at a restaurant. She's pretty chill, and I had a sesh with her one night, and she was telling me that she was seeing a guy and he was married. At first, I kind of laughed because, like, what the fuck? Anyway, the next day, I'm at work. I'm minding my own business, spinning some milk, and she tells me the dude she's sleeping with is a chef at work. Not only that, but they are having sex in the office of work because there aren't cameras in there. They are both adults and aware what they are doing. His children and his wife come into work and makes it hella awkward. I think my manager is starting to catch on too. Do I say something, or is it not my place to get involved? Sometimes she will leave me alone running the cafe while she sneaks away and does it with him. So it's affecting work too. Should I be saying something to any of them? Thanks, girlies. The pod slaps.
Shit. This is messy.
Messy.
Yeah. You got to say something.
Yeah. And like, also like, she's messy. Yeah. Obviously for the very clear mistake she's making by sleeping with a coworker, but then she's also bringing you into it,
like, right? It's like affecting your work.
I'm telling you, there's people, I think we said this in the last episode, there's people out there that just get such a thrill of being from being sneaky.
Yeah,
when it comes to like sexual,
they don't
shit.
Care about the consequences, no, or who it affects,
and bringing people into it, like, oh, that's like, now it's putting a lot on you. I mean, you're sending it into us, like, it's affecting you a lot. I'm right. So sorry. I wouldn't go straight to snitch, because snitches get stitches. Just kidding. They don't necessarily. But I
talk to her.
Talk to her. Right. Yeah. Just be like, hey, what you told me that other night, it's kind of weighing heavy on me, and I feel kind of, just, you don't even have to have a big explanation. Just simply saying that it's making you feel weird, and just see how she responds, and kind of go from there. But it's your workplace too. It's a place where you're there to make money and kind of escape from your day to day in a way. If it's affecting you, you have all right to say something.
Right. Okay. This is my last one. It's called, I'm so glad you guys are doing another secrets episode. Yay. Hello, Alex and Kristen. I was kind of bummed when I missed a deadline to submit my secret from Monday's episode. But when I found out you were doing a part two, I flipped. Anyway, I hope I'm not too late. So here's my secret. At the very beginning of 2020, my boyfriend and I decided to get a new apartment together. Well, shortly after getting this apartment, we went into lockdown. This left me at home for quite a few months alone because my boyfriend was still having to go to work. So I decided to get a puppy. He is so adorable still, and I love my little quarantine pup so much. Anyway, I would take him out every morning as soon as I woke up because he had to pee first thing in the morning. Well, one morning I jumped up, put my sweats on, and immediately took him out to potty. I didn't grab his leash because we were just going to be quick. I had to pee too, so I was going to make sure of it, LOL. Well, this is when my little 7-pound fur demon decides to betray me. He took off running, so naturally I took off after him. After a few steps, I realized that I had to pee a lot more than I had originally realized. Did I mention I also had a UTI? So I had very little time to hold it in. So my dog runs to the front of the apartment complex, and as I'm getting close to him, I realize this is it. I'm actually going to piss myself in the middle of my apartment complex as a grown adult. So as I get closer, it happens. All over this nice white concrete. Also, just to add a little spice, I had taken one of those Azo pills, so my pee was bright orange.
Yup.
It was all over me, my gray sweatpants and this lovely white concrete. I was so embarrassed. I picked up my dog and tried to escape, only to run into someone who lives here as well. So anyways, no one knows this except for me, that random dude, and now you guys, LOL. Thanks for helping me get through this pandemic. I have loved the podcast from episode one.
The way that she's complimenting the concrete.
Yes.
She said it twice.
Beautiful white.
Gorgeous concrete. You have
beautiful
no
white
idea.
Cobblestone.
Oh my God. I just felt it the worst.
Now covered in orange piss.
Right when you said the UTI thing, I was like, I know where this story is going. Because I've been there. I've had my share of UTIs. It's like the worst thing in the world. And when you do, have you taken Azo before?
No.
It turns your shit like bright yellow orange, like kind of like mustardy,
like neon-y.
Very almost like what happens when you take a hell of vitamins. Yeah, that sucks. Fuck. But congrats on your puppy.
Yeah. Yay, cute.
Cute puppy.
Oh my God. We're both dog moms now.
Okay. Hi. Me too. Literally for four years
later.
I'm finally a dog mom after 4 years of having a dog. This is my last one too. It's about dogs too.
Funny. Cool.
Okay. The subject of it is important dog sitting nightmare. Like, and then in parentheses, it says lighthearted.
Okay.
Hey girlies, I sent this in last week, but after hearing Alex's dog sitting nightmare, I decided to send it again. Here goes my deepest, darkest secret. About 4 years ago, I was dog sitting for my boyfriend's family when they went out of town for vacation. One morning, his dog, a 2-year-old female German Shepherd, woke up at 6 in the frickin' morning and wanted to be let outside. I stumbled half asleep to the back door to let her out and then snuggled up on the couch, intending to let her back in a few minutes later. Flash forward to when I finally woke up at 9 a.m. 3 hours later. I went to the backyard to let her in to find their yard covered in blood and feathers.
Oh, shit.
I mean, this shit was everywhere. It turns out that while I was sleeping, the dog snuck into the chicken coop, dismembered all the chickens, and was playing with their dead bodies. When she saw me come outside, she didn't cower or hide or act remorseful in the slightest. She excitedly ran towards me, carrying a lifeless chicken body in her mouth, mind you, as if to proudly boast her work. I was horrified. In total, there were 7 dead chickens only 2 survivors. The 2 that didn't die flew out of the backyard during the bloodshed and were running around in the neighborhood. I paced around the backyard for a few minutes, inspecting the poor dead chicken bodies and contemplating every decision I've ever made. I interrupted my boyfriend's lovely Disney vacation and called his parents to let them know that a raccoon or coyote or something got to the chickens. I didn't want his family to know that their dog did it because A, what the fuck was she doing unsupervised outside for so long? And B, their dog was genuinely good. She was just young, curious, and probably hungry, TBH.
Oh no.
I didn't want her to get in trouble for my irresponsibility. And perhaps the biggest reason, C, his mom was one literally crazy woman and I did not want her on my bad side or for her to feel her wrath. Don't worry. My boyfriend and I have now been together for 9 years at this point. And his insane mother is now estranged. LOL. A longer story. What does estranged mean?
Just like out of our life.
Oh, okay. His parents were pretty chill about it and just asked to keep I keep an eye out for the next few days to see if whatever killed the chickens would return. They also asked if I would be comfortable cleaning up the dead chicken bodies because they didn't want their dog getting into it. Sure thing. I ended up calling my dad and explaining what had happened. My dad came over to help me pick up the dead bodies and dispose of them. God, your description of this is so intense. Dead bodies. It sounds like
a massacre.
Right. My boyfriend's family eventually got more chickens, and a few months after this incident, his dog killed another chicken.
Oh, shit.
When I heard, I had no choice but to act so surprised. Oh, really? Wow. How crazy that she would do such a thing. Sweat intensifies. To this day, I've never told anyone besides my dad the real story. My dad and I have this insider information, and honestly, I kind of love that we're the only two people who know the truth. I don't even think my boyfriend would care at this point, and I actually think we'd have a good laugh if I told him the truth all these years later. I've even joked with my dad about telling him the truth on our wedding night or something, but we'll just have to see about that. Anyway, I truly feel like you guys are my best friends and part of my inner circle. I've laughed with you, cried with you, and have listened to you grow and change in amazing ways. And now you get to know the silly secret too. Keep on keeping on.
I love this.
You have to tell him on your wedding night.
Oh, wait, no, I was going to say, this is like actually a really cute secret for you and your dad to have.
Oh, really? I think the wedding night would be so funny. But okay, like, fair. I don't get the cute dad shit as good as you do.
yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
7 dead chickens. 7?
I don't, I,
5? 9?
I think I it was know. 7 of 9.
Okay.
Or was it 5
no,
of 7?
No, 7 of 9 was the first in my head.
2 were left over. That's all. Only that 2 left.
Wait, the 2 that survived, you said they were like running around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get them back?
I'm assuming. Oh, God, that's so devastating. My grandparents have had chickens all my life, and I remember the raccoons getting their favorite chicken. It was their favorite chicken, you guys. This chicken, like, I have pictures of me holding this chicken. The raccoon fucking got it. They were devastated.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Get some fresh ass eggs when you have chickens too.
Ugh.
Their egg inventory plummeted. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so awful.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. My tummy's grumbling.
I know. I'm very hungry. We're actually in a temporary studio right now. It looks exactly the same for you guys, but we were pulling up and down the street, there's a motherfucking Chili's.
We will be attending Chili's at some point in the near future.
Absolutely. Because you can't get Chili's anywhere in LA. We're on like the outskirts right now. Like this damn near isn't even LA anymore.
Right.
And we're going to go to Chili's possibly, or The Habit. I don't know. I'm about to start my period. I just want all the food in the world. I don't know. But thank you for sending in everything, you guys.
This was fun.
This is a really fun episode. This is definitely something I can see us doing again, as I feel like we kind of say after every fucking episode.
Right.
But this one was good. I loved the comedy, but then also the deepness of some of these secrets, where I can just feel through the phone that you guys have relief by just getting it off your chest, telling somebody.
Totally.
We are always no judgment. I hope we make you guys feel that way, because from the bottom of our hearts, we are never, ever judging anything you guys ever send in, anonymous or not. Still, if we know you, we're never judging. So thank you for sending it in. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate us 5 stars. It helps us out a lot. If you're watching on YouTube, hi.
Hello.
I see you. You see me. Smash that subscribe button, the like button, and turn on your notifications.
And leave a comment.
There was something we told them to comment down below earlier. Oh, do you want us to dress up more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let us know if you guys want us to.
Do you hate our outfits?
And do you want us to change to email instead of Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Let us know. Think about it. Sleep on it for a little bit. It could be cool, though.
As will we.
I fuck with the subject like lines, though.
Yeah.
The subject lines are really fun.
It's like I like...
like swiping through. It's a lot easier for us, too.
It is.
I mean, don't let that be the reason. Whatever. I think that's it. Yeah. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Happy St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
I'm getting my hair done Friday.
Right.
So wish me luck. Saturday.
Luck for Saturday.
We're filming that cool thing we were telling you guys about. It's going to be really cool. All right. We love you so much.
We love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Nice. Oh, now I get to drink my tea.